Hello, I'm Roseanne Ponsetti from the Home and Community Care Central Division Mission Department. I've met some of you and I wish I could meet all of you, but I'd like to share this small reflection as a mission moment here in this season of Lent. Lent is known as springtime for the soul. For many Christians, Lent is a time of reflection and deepening and preparation. It's a time of believing that by recognizing that we are continually growing and learning and loving in ever deepening ways, we can become more mature, more ready to deal with life and to love with our full heart. There's a wisdom pattern that leads us, a maturing that happens as we experience life and loss and goodness. Seeds are planted each spring in the hope that flowers will bloom. No one really knows what will become of these seeds. Small bits of life waiting in a hardened shell seem so far away from the juicy ripe fruit that is harvested in the fall, and yet we plant them anyway, holding the hope that within them there is a life force that will shape itself into a fully mature plant. Sometimes the garden's ready, the soil's been tilled, and fertilizer's been applied, and water is abundant, and life springs forth. Sometimes the seeds fall on hard and rocky ground, and even then, sometimes the force of nature finds its way to take root and grow. Lent is like that. Starting with the fertilizer of Ash Wednesday, remembering our humanity and the importance of reflection as a way to cultivate the soil, to make it ready for the possibility of the seeds that grow within us. Starting with the fertilizer and then adding it into the rocky times when it's challenging to find space for remembering the richness of life, reflection allows us to go deeper, to pause, to remember the richness that's within us and that readiness to be growing and learning and loving if we just keep tilling the soil. Something more is at work through the process, something that says to the world, you can live and live abundantly. How much richer our world would be if we worked together to till the soil and fertilize it, support it by tending the weeds and watering each other with our care. Healthcare is going through a rough patch. People are going through a tough time. Recovering from the pandemic, a time in which we really identified our own vulnerability, has left some bereft or angry or depleted. It shows up in the rough terrain of our relationships and our systems, and what once worked seems like it needs to be fixed, and it isn't easy to reconcile that with what we know we want to be able to do to truly care and love the people that we serve. It's true in this time, in these circumstances, that the next step in the journey to wholeness requires reflection, requires breathing, requires the ability to reach across the aisle and take each other's hands and hold each other in our thoughts and share with each other the beauty that we see in one another. Lent means springtime, the season after winter's darkness, when life returns. It gives us small glimpses of possibility, and the darkness of winter gives way to the clarity of spring. The seeds we plant today may seem distant memories of the plant that gave them to us at harvest, and yet there they are, ready to be born into the possibilities hidden deep within. Lent is the springtime of the soul. How will you use this time, this springtime, to tend to the garden of your life? How will you partner with others to create fertile ground by reflecting back to them the goodness that you see in them? What a miracle it is. Even when our own spirit seems depleted or falling on rocky ground, when what was is no more and something new is waiting to be born, the small seeds that sustain us need to be nurtured individually and collectively to create fertile ground. When someone encourages us or reminds us of our inner light, listens to us, and helps us sort out our future, we become gardeners together. And even in the rocky places, the places where it feels like we are in between and waiting for renewal, Lent reminds us of the possibilities, the hope, the faith that if we nurture it, our love becomes seed for the next generation of the story. May this Lent provide seeds for your soul. May you offer fertile ground to one another and each of us, and remind each one of us and yourself that possibilities, abundance, life itself lives in the smallest seeds.